today, now I preach from this subject, I think twice. So this could be the third time. And all those two past time when I preach from it, the Holy Spirit used me to preach with some fire. But today, when I was studying, God said, take your time. See if somebody will listen. Leave me to ask a question sometimes. Are we listening to the man of God that God placed here to teach us? It is good to hear good preaching, good teaching. But are we listening to the man of God and to the men of God and to the women of God who God have placed in front of us? Or we just listen to the word and go through? Oh, Minister Giles, I forgot your name until you talk. I don't think I get used to you yet. Son of, and I know you from your child until you're a grown man. So I wasn't slighting you. I have better sense than that. But it is well, too. You know me, and you know that I'm not that kind of a person. But we thank God for this word today. And if you are looking for a title, the title is, How Strong Is Your Faith? How strong is your faith? And if that one doesn't work for you, go back to the one that I used in March 8, 2015. When all hope, it looked like all hope is gone, God. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, we have a man that God called. Brother Elijah, some say he's the greatest prophet of Israel. Yeah. No mother, no father, just a man from Gilead. Elijah, the Tishbite. Every time I read it and get to that name, I believe Elijah was some man that when you look at Elijah, there's something about Elijah. As you heard, Elijah, it is Elijah from Tishbite. Somebody know that there's something different about Elijah. Yeah. Israel in apostate, serving our God, the true and living God. They're not serving Baal worship. Serving Baal. Astro. Baal, the rain god. Astro, the god of futility. And let them think that all the food and everything they have is their God, give it to them. Yeah. God raised up his man Elijah to go and talk to Ahab. If you have a Bible like mine, you can look from verse 29 all up to 34 in the 16th chapter. Where Ahab reign started. And it said, I'll begin at verse number 30 in the 16th chapter. And Ahab, the son of Hormi, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. Ahab was not a nice person. And it came to pass, as it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Naboth, that he took a wife, Jezebel, the daughter of Hethabah, king of Zidonian, and went and served Baal and worshiped him. And he raised up an altar to Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove. And Ahab built more. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to hunger than all the kings that were before him. Oh, well, I'm ready to go home now, because with all of that, I can't go to the cross and we go home. Yeah. This man was wicked, serving Baal. I hope you don't have nobody named Jezebel. I hope you don't have nobody named Hethabah. Hethabah was the king of Phoenicia. Ahab married Hethabah's daughter, Jezebel. Wicked woman. Ahab built a great army. Strong, can build an army. But Ahab was weak when he come on to his wife. His wife run roughshod over him. No spine. Wow. Weak man. Yeah. Can't let your wife run over you. Right. You respect her. Right. Love her. Right. Cherish her. Uh-huh. Hug her. Tell her how beautiful she are. But once in a while, you have to bark, let her know you're the big dog around here. When stuff not lining up right, somebody have to say something. That doesn't mean I'm abusing my wife or disrespect her. But somebody have to say something. That's what God created us to be, man, the head of the house. Listen, not the boss of my house, but the head of my house. Once in a while, I got to act like I'm the head of the house. That doesn't belittle my wife like she's she's my push around. No, no, no. I respect my wife. Yeah. Well, Ahab let his wife run over him. And God raised up this great prophet of God, Elijah, to deliver a message to Ahab. Right in chapter 17, verse number 1. It said, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. Word up. I said it because I stand before the God of Israel. Not before them 400 prophets that served Jezebel. Not in front of those 450. In chapter 18, not those gods, not Baal God, but the true and living God. And after Elijah make that stand and take that proclamation, God say to him, go hide yourself. Go. Go to Sharon in the brook and hide yourself there. Because I know they're going to want to kill you. Because you make that proclamation that I am God, which I am. So they're going to want to kill you. Go hide yourself for a little while. And I have commanded. I want you to look on that word and let that word commanded. God is in charge. I have commanded a raven or some raven to feed you.
Yeah.
You're going to eat. Yeah. And you're going to drink water. And pretty soon there's not going to be no rain. Because 3.5 years or 3 years, there ain't going to be no rain. So there's going to be a drought around here. There's going to be a famine around here.
Yeah.
Ravens. Dirty birds, scavenger. You look outside, if a squirrel die, drop a piece of bread outside, and the time get warm, you see them out there. Rabbit die, they're out there cleaning up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the bird that's going to feed you. You think about that. I have commanded a raven to feed you. In the morning, bread and meat. In the evening, bread and meat. All you got to do, eat and drink water. So Elijah is in a 12-hour span. I get to 6 o'clock, I get my bread and my meat. I drink some water, no coffee. No cucumbers, no watermelon. No cantaloupe, no leeks, and in the evening, 6 o'clock. I just put this time. The Bible didn't put a time. I put the time. Here goes, you get your bread and meat again, and you drink some water. But I want to let you know, my brothers and sisters, Elijah was not down there retired and pulling his thumb. Elijah was praying, and God was building up Elijah's faith for greater works. God deal with Elijah. Came the river, brook dried up. God said, arise and go to Zarephath. Hear this word again. Because I have commanded a widow woman there to feed you. All this time, Elijah out there hiding from Ahab and hiding from Jezebel in the ravine. And now, hey there by himself, and birds feeding him and taking care of him. And he's there by himself. But now I want you to have some human companion. Not the companion that some of us may think about. Nothing funny was going on when he sent him there. So when he gets to Zarephath, there is a widow woman there picking up two sticks. Oh, what can you say? This is happenstance that you just walk up. And there's a woman. God didn't tell him how much woman he's going to run into, but he said, there's a woman there that I command, the woman, a widow, to feed you. But I believe in Elijah when he saw that woman. He know that that's the woman. And when the woman saw Elijah, she didn't ask where you come from. Where you came from? Elijah didn't say nothing to her but ask her for a drink of water. And on her way to get the water, he asked for a piece of bread. Now Elijah knows something about bread because the raven was giving him bread and meat. But this time he don't ask for no meat, he asked for a piece of bread. Expect you to have some bread in your house at all times. But this time, she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have no bread but a little meal and a little oil in my cruet, and I'm going to dress it, and my son and I going to eat it and die. I wonder, when I read this story and look at this woman, when Elijah asks her for some water, he didn't ask Elijah like, what happened? You don't hear what's going on? There's a drought. Where you come from? There is a drought around here. There is no water, no place around here. There is a famine in the land. No, 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 Solid Rock. She didn't ask that question.
Right.
Look at her hospitality.
Yeah.
She was hospitable. Mm-hmm. All over her.
Mm-hmm.
Her quietness. Her humbleness.
Yeah.
Her humility. Her grace. Her comeliness. Here, look on the woman that there know that all I have in my hand, just some flour in my bowl and a little oil, and I'm going to eat it and die. She didn't question Elijah.
Well,
are you listening?
Yeah.
And are you listening to the man of God that teaching us for 25 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every Sunday morning, we read Malachi chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Are you in lock? And if you do, why? When I retire, Pastor told me that I'm going to have money. Say, somebody told him that. Some deacon told him that. So he told me that I'm going to have money as my pastor. I believe him.
Amen, amen.
I can say today, I may not have $1 million in the bank. I may not have $1 million on me. But I am one of the richest men standing in here.
Amen.
All of you, all your men are rich. But I am one of you too. Because I'm rich in God.
Yeah.
Didn't Peter say, silver and gold have I none?
Yeah.
But such as I have, give I thee.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yeah.
I'm rich in Jesus.
Yeah.
I may not look like much to somebody, but I'm rich in the Lord.
Yeah.
How hospitable are you? In the churches, we have this auxiliary. The hospitality committee. Who give money, and sometime back in the church where I was up the road, they complain when they're supposed to do their job. That's your job.
Yeah.
Do your job. You ain't on the hospitality committee? Give some.
Amen.
We take food down to the open pantry Thursday. I say I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but I'm saying it with love. The basket was a light. I back up to the door because I thought it was heavier that I don't carry it on the street. I back up all the way to the door. Solid Rock, the basket was a little light. I just make two trips and put it in my car. So if you are hospitable, look at this woman. And the next time we come around here Tuesday, take something from your pantry.
Amen.
I don't know if be quiet, I'll buy one and get five. I don't know. I'm not going there. But if you do, if they do,
amen.
Help somebody else.
Amen.
Because
amen.
The blessings yeah. is in your giving.
Yeah.
As I was going through this scripture, I remember, I don't know if it's earlier part this year or last year, late last year, Bishop told us about when he went to CVS to pick up his medication. And there was a lady in front of him. Could not pay for her medication. So when the pharmacist look up, he look at her and just give her the nap. And he paid for it. She don't have to know who paid for it. Give. God bless those who give. I am an example of that. If you were into Sunday school a couple of years, at least 10 years ago, I told you this. About one Sunday morning, I was coming to church, and my mortgage due, light bill, gas bill, and at that time, could be more than 10 years ago. My check was 700. So I supposed to give $70 for my tithes. So I went in the bathroom to take shower and to prepare myself. And I said I wasn't going to write, you know, my tithe this week. And as I look in the mirror, I can hear the Holy Spirit say, write your check. Write your check. I yelled to my wife, write my check. She said, how much? I said, $70. And my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this to help somebody. Because, listen, Elijah said, bring me, listen, a piece of bread in your hand. Then before that, he said, bring me some water in a vessel. Because whatever in your vessel, if you give right, God is going to bless it. And whatever in your hand, if you give right, God is going to bless what's in your hand. Don't be stingy with God. I don't need your money. Nobody up here needs your money. Everybody up here works.
Amen.
And if I, listen, a bishop don't work, I don't work, but we get money from government. If this fella now don't take it away from us, you know, I know he cut it now to 21% that he can buy a new jet, I don't have to pay no tax on that. But if he don't take it away, every third week of the month, my little bit comes. And I thank God for it because I work hard 30 and 5 years. Put it in the system. That I can get back something out the system. Thank God for it. So every Sunday I give. I can only give once a month. But I make sure I put every Sunday that you see that I'm giving. That means that you give to. Yeah. I could just wait till that third week I give. One lump sum, but I give every week. Because my blessing does not dictate. Listen, the giving does not dictate how much, but it is blessing from God.
Well.
God is the one. Look at her. Poor. Destitute, famine in the land, yet she was loving and gracious to share what she had. Tell Elijah, she talking about death, we're going to heat and die. After this, and even into that, she was not complaining. She just make a point to Elijah. Said, listen, all I have, listen, in heaven, God can hear the scraping in the barrel When she scraped, I know that it's only a little flower leaf. God understands that it's only a little oil leaf. I wonder when you give, if God, if you understand that God still understands. Do you understand that when you give to the work of God, God understands, especially when you give it from your heart?
Yes. Yes.
Don't give because Bishop read the scripture and every Sunday morning. But give because it's the right thing, because God Almighty have blessed you to go to work and work that 40 hours.
Yeah.
You get there. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, two, and you punch that clock if you're a clock puncher. And go to your cubicle or go to your desk and you start to shuffle around things till the folks come in, till they start to give out your work. You get there on time. God get you there on time. You come home back on time. God bring you back home on time. Your children is not sick. Your wife is not sick. Your husband is not sick. God did that. Don't look, don't sit down and say, well, I gave $100, so by 8 o'clock tonight, I'm going to get $200. No. We're not gambling. I wasn't here week before last, but I heard Bishop talk about the seed. Sow your seed into the ministry. Sow your seed to help somebody else. Every time I give, I help somebody else. Bless somebody. Here said, as the Lord thy God. Listen, this woman was a Gentile woman. Zarephath was a Gentile place. After Ahab and Jezebel and everybody looking for Elijah, couldn't find Elijah. You read over there in the 18th chapter. Could not find Elijah. Mm-hmm. But God sent Elijah right into the heart of Baal worship. To hide out there. Sometimes we go to some places that we don't want to go, but when we get there, we get the greatest blessings of all. Elijah get there and hide out with the woman. Look, Hethibah was the king of Phinehas, covered the whole region where Elijah hid. You don't tell me that the woman don't heard about Elijah. But she didn't turn over Elijah to Hethibah.
Wow.
They know, she know, I can't bet she know that I was searching for Elijah. She didn't turn him over. Why? Because God said, I commanded a widow woman there to feed you. So God fixed her heart to receive the man of God. When you, my brothers and sisters, when we listen to the man of God, what he's teaching us, and Tuesday night, and Sunday morning, or when we listen to these preachers, what they're telling us, our lives will be better. We all will be better. Look around sometime and I ask myself a question. Why are we start out? This church was jam-packed. Everybody don't die. But I come to the conclusion that we don't want to listen. Because we don't have no flashing lights. We don't have no smoke bombs. But we have the word.
Yes.
And we're teaching the word. But yet somebody don't want the word. We used to sing this song. I want the word. I want the word. But now we don't want the word. We want the flash and the bright light. So we go to those places where the water and down the gospel with the flash and the bright lights. And taking your money. Hey, Bishop, tell you about that church over there in Maryland. We got to pray for that man. And pray for that church, that those people. That's what happened to these modern day church now.
Yeah.
Start some of them, look on television. The clothes doesn't make the man make the clothes. But you remember there was a fella with all muscle and sleeve cut off and standing until we found out he was a pedophile. God take him out. And now we have them we cut all with jeans every Sunday morning, cut to the knees like you're some fly boy, and shirt out of your pants. Listen, that's why the people does not listen, that is the reason why people does not understand and respect the man of God no more and the woman of God. Because if sometime, if you go by, if you're surfing by and you go by BET, and some of those female folk, they don't dress right. Stuff hanging out all over the place. I'm telling you about God. Although they say Elijah was a rough, rugged man. But I believe Elijah was in order. But here, Elijah said in the 13th verse, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. I want to comfort you that you can find comfort in the Lord. Look how Elijah speak to this woman. Look, 13th verse. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Semicolon. Don't be frightful. Don't worry about nothing. It is well. Everything going to be all right. Everything gonna be all right. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how we love somebody to come by once in a while with a word of encouragement. Sometime, taking into house business now, my wife asks me, "Hey, you love me?" So I'm still here, ain't it? I'm just being facetious. But I say, you know, baby, I love you. Because I figure she want to hear it from me. I'm 70 years old. That doesn't mean I cannot love my wife. And love my children. And love my grandchildren. If I talk to them on the phone, after the end of the discussion, I say, I love you, baby. And I meant it from my heart. We have to love people. We have to encourage people. We have to have compassion. This is what happened in the world now. Nobody have compassion for nobody no more. No love. Back in the day when I was growing up, love was by, you know, I give you roof and shelter. That was all. I guess they know to talk about it. But today, we know better. Minister Jenkins, we can do better.
Amen.
So since we know better, we have to act better.
Right.
Encourage folk. Look again. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou art said. But here is it called a post word. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. But you make mine first. Listen, Elijah know who he is, and he know who he serves. And listen, if a bird can bring me food in the morning, and if a bird can bring me food in the evening, I know my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. I know it. I know it. In other words, that's what Elijah was saying to her. My God will supply all your needs. Daughter, it will be all right. I know what you're going through. We don't hug people no more. I said to my wife the other day, when they bring down Weinstein, they bring down Russell Simmons, and they bring down all those rascals, and back in the day when I first came to this country, no, the Republican would never have a man in the White House that married three times. No, they wouldn't vote for him. And Mr. President, grabber. We have a grabber in the White House. But it's okay. Saul, Billy Graham's son, on television, they were interviewing him. And he all hung who over Trump. Because the evangelical, they getting money. You don't see Heggie talking nothing about Trump, no, talk about them no more. But they're getting money that they're on the low now. The man on the top is not right, but he's giving them money. Fear not. Go do what you say we're going to do, but make me first. Listen. Let me turn to this here scripture. Just bear with me for 1 second, because I want you to understand something. Do you understand when you give to the man of God, you have been blessed, God bless you. When you give to this church, God bless you. When you give to the men and women of God, God bless you. We're not asking for your money, but if you give me some money, I'm not turning it back. Somebody, one day somebody come to my house and give me what? I don't know, what, $2,500 in a paper bag. I give it back. I said, here, no, I don't want no money. He said, take it. Put it in my pocket. I was in my yard with a paper bag. Then I figured something. If I didn't take that money, I would hold up his blessing. So to release God's blessing upon him, I took that paper bag and put it in my pocket. Blessings of God. Must understand these things, my brothers and sisters. When somebody give you something, don't say, oh, I don't want it. Listen, take it. Don't hold up his blessing or her blessings. Release. But listen here. About the raven, listen, the God that feed you, listen. God said, listen, in Luke chapter 2, in Luke 12 and 24, Jesus was teaching his disciples about anxious. Don't be anxious. Don't get in anxiety. Listen, just chill and follow me and do what I do. Listen, because if God, listen, take care of the raven, listen, where they don't have no barn and don't have no place to put food, but God take care of them, and you are greater than the raven. Don't you think God Almighty is going to take care of you? Oh, but when you bless the man of God, Listen what it said. Listen. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 40 through 41. He that receiveth, you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receive him that sent me.
Yeah.
He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the, listen, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive the prophet reward.
Yeah.
You receive the man of God.
Yeah.
With kindness.
Yeah.
With love. God is going to bless you. Receive him.
Yeah.
Receive him. Verse 14. We're going to hurry up because, good Lord, my time already spent. Good Lord. Oh, 1 o'clock already. I'm going to hurry up. Oh, for thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord God of Israel. The barrel of meal shall not waste it, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. Until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did. There is no comma, there is no semicolon there. I put one there. By obedience to the man of God and the word that the man spoke into her, she went and did.
Yeah.
That's the problem we have today. Nobody went and did. We think we are our own man and our own woman. I don't want to hear nothing Bishop said because I can't read the Bible. Listen, that's not how this works, my brothers and sisters. God, I've put this man here to teach us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are to listen. Bothers me when I see folk come to church, I don't have no Bible. Bothers me when we ask somebody to pray, I can't pray. For 25 years you're in this church and can't pray, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You've been here for 5 years and you can't pray. Something is wrong.
Help us.
Tell me you can't pray. You're not talking to me. Talking to God.
Yeah.
You can't pray. You can't give. And the barrel of meal waste not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Every time Bishop stand up behind this pulpit and speak a word, if we listen to that word and act on the word, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that we will be better. Better people. Better. Some 3 weeks ago, I stand right here on Tuesday night and told you that God is going to do some great things in Solid Rock this year. I don't know what it is, but I know he's going to do it.
Your Lord.
All those people who gone, leave in love, God going to send them back.
Lord.
I say like Pastor Goggins, I'm happy glad. Last Sunday, when I saw Sister Jovina come, we didn't ask her no question where she were. That's not our business. All we know, she come. And we receive her, just like she been here for the old 25 years. And I'm happy glad about it. God is good. I want to go further, but there is no time because time gone. But my brothers and sisters, the same God who talked to Elijah, the same God who created the raven. I don't know if he sent a text to the raven or he WhatsApp the raven. I will send an email to the raven. Say, listen, tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, Elijah, bread and meat. I don't know if it's the evening, bread and meat. But all I know, he commanded the raven and said, bring meat to Elijah. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that same Jesus that came down through 42 generations as my time expired on me, that same Jesus that walked old Jerusalem, that I can walk new Jerusalem, that same Jesus who would whoop all night long, and oh, that same Jesus who bear my sins, that same Jesus who would hang on the cross, that same Jesus who would look and curse him out. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that same Jesus who look at a man, look at him and say, curse him. But the other man look at him and say, I know that something is different about that man. And said, Lord, have mercy on me. That same Jesus said unto him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I want to let you know this morning, Solid Rock, that same Jesus who have been to the grave, that same Jesus who have got up on that third day morning, that same Jesus still have power, that same Jesus who the world cannot understand, that same Jesus is still alive. Same Jesus. He's coming back soon, and very soon. Are you ready to meet that Jesus? Are you ready to let that Jesus feed you? What a day. What a day. What a day. I go to Joshua game, and I shout. When he score a basket, was over someplace in Springfield the other day, and I said, Joshua, come up like Malik, like Michael, and drop a two. I said, go ahead, Joshua, go ahead. Yes, that same Jesus that take on my sins, that same Jesus that Peter talk about, said, silver and gold, have I none? But such as I give I thee. In the name. In the name of that Jesus. In the name. He will come. Create that bird. Same Jesus who will feed that bird. Still on the throne. Not on the cross. On the throne. Thank you, God. For Jesus. Thank you. I don't know. I haven't finished the sermon, but sometime else. Meet me outside. We'll do it out there. May you be blessed in the name of the Lord.